kind of struggled with this verse when I read it. It seemed like there were a bunch of different things that were going in a bunch of different directions, and I wasn't quite sure how I could bring to you one simple theme out of these so different verses. And then I began to realize that what Jesus was talking about was, what's it worth to you? I asked my clients that. What is your recovery worth to you? Are you willing to give up things in your life if that's going to mean that those things are going to interfere in your recovery? Are we willing to give up things in our life if those things are going to get in the way of our relationship with God? Someone once told me, sin is anything that gets in the way of our relationship with God. Wow. I was used to the thou shalt nots. Somebody gives you a list, you can check them off, you can be okay. But anything that might get in the way of my relationship with God, I'm not always even sure exactly what's going on with my relationship with God. And anything that might get in the way is a sin. I think that's what Jesus is trying to get across here. The things that we value, he uses body parts, hands, feet, eyes. The things that we value are of little value in the next world. Which world is more important? The short time we have in this world or eternity in the next? What's it worth to you? That coming world, that salvation that we talk about, that relationship with God that we name ourselves with, call ourselves Christians. What's it worth to us? See, the church is growing faster in places like the former Soviet Union today than it is in the United States. Because those people who are in the church in those places know what it is to have to make the decision, church or freedom. Because for years, to be a church member was to risk going to jail. Church or job. Because for many people around the world, being a church member is to put their job at risk. You can't have a job with the government in some countries if you're a Christian. Church or what? What kinds of things do we risk? Are you willing to give up your anger to be closer to God? Are you willing to give up your position in society to be closer to God? Are you willing to give up part of your life to be closer to God? Are you willing to give up your church to be closer to God? Because if those things get in the way of your relationship to God, then they become a sin. I'm not saying they do, but what are we willing to give up? If you were called to go to South America to serve God's will, would you give up your church and go to some foreign country and learn some foreign language to do God's work? That would be a hard thing to ask of many of us. We're attached to our homes. We're attached to our families. I told Shirley I wanted to go to Guatemala, and she says, okay, but I got to see my grandkids. I don't think God wants to take away her grandchildren or her access to them. But we have those questions that come into our lives at times. What's important to us? Jesus is challenging his disciples to look at what's important to them and ask themselves, would you cut off a hand? Would you lose a foot? Would you tear out an eye? How much would you suffer? Remember, this is being said in the first century. The next three centuries of Christianity, people died for what they believed in. The Romans sacrificed Christians in the Colosseum for sport, for fun. They fed them to the lions and the tigers and the bears. What would we be willing to sacrifice for our faith? It's easy to say anything, but it's hard to do. We don't always know until we're faced with it. In our culture, in our country, we are blessed to be able to worship openly. In some places, like China, you only worship behind closed doors because you don't want everybody to know that you're a Christian. It can cost you your life. It can cost you your freedom. I saw a t-shirt when I was down in Tampa a few months back that had a cross on it. And it said, "This cross is illegal in 27 countries and unpopular in many more." What are we willing to give? What are we willing to do? What are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to give up? Think about those people who have gone before. Jesus gave His life. Others have given their lives, have martyred themselves, have been willing to give up their lives. What did the people who were buried out there in the cemetery, the people who gathered under the tree across the pond, the people who came before us and gave and sweated and struggled and sacrificed so that we could have this church, so that we could have this place, so that we could be this body? What are we willing to give? What are we willing to do? See, he says, everyone will be salted with fire. And I thought, no, what does that mean? Salted with fire? And then I remembered that salt for that time was one of the few preservatives they had. Salt would keep things from rotting, would keep things from being consumed by the forces of dissolution, would keep it pure. But when the salt loses its saltiness, can no longer keep us pure. What do we do? How do we get back right? How do we get the saltiness back in our lives? Are we salt to other people, or are we a stumbling block that interferes with their growth and their learning and their coming closer to God? Jesus tells His disciples, you're a stumbling block to others. Better to have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown in the ocean. Ew, that doesn't sound like much fun, does it? What are we willing to give? Time? Sure. We'll come. We'll clean up. We'll spend our Saturday mornings. And boy, it's tough to get out there at 8 o'clock Saturday morning and run that weed whacker or the snowblower or the whatever else you're doing, lawnmower. But we'll get out there and do that. Will we reach out a hand to our neighbors? We have a basket out there just asking for a few simple things to reach out to people in need. Will we tell other people about our faith when they seem to be struggling with theirs? Will we go out of our way? We're not asked to do dangerous things. We're not asked to put our lives on the line in this country. We're not asked to put our jobs on the line in this country because we're a Christian, but we are asked to live according to a standard. And maybe sometimes that does put our lives and our jobs on the line. Maybe that's going to make us unpopular with our friends and unpopular with our coworkers. But in the faith of little children, we see that perfect faith. You know how little kids, when they love you, are willing to just throw caution to the winds. Can we have that kind of love of God, where all that we are, all that we have is His? We take no thought for ourselves. That's tough, isn't it? That's hard to ask. That's what He wants. Not just 10% of your salary, but 100% of your heart. That's what it's about. Do we just call ourselves Christians, or do we really belong to Christ? Is all that we have and all that we are available for His service? Not always. We're human. We're selfish. We don't want to do that. But that's what we risk. We risk everything for little things. I tell my clients that same thing. They struggle with little things. They want the big things. They want to be clean and sober. They want to have a new life. But then they don't want to give up their old music. They don't want to give up their old friends. They don't want to give up their old ways of thought and ways of doing things. We don't either. But sometimes we have to. What's it worth to you? This salvation we talk about. This God we talk about. This Jesus who gave His life for us. Can we give our lives for Him? I believe we can. Amen.